You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
My stepdaughter is 21. She's a college student. And finally, she is really learning to appreciate money. Once I started charging her rent as part of her learning to get, because she works. She's a full-time college student. She also has a couple of jobs. And so I was like, well, if you're going to continue to live here, learn to be an adult. You pay rent, pay for this, pay for the car insurance.
It's eye-opening, isn't it, that all this stuff isn't free?
So I got to tell you something funny about this, is that her rent is based on how much she helps around the house. Because she is, by nature, quite lazy. So if she, you know, as busy as can be and helps out and stuff like that, her rent is lower. If she doesn't, well, the price of that, just laying around all day and not doing anything, you pay more in rent. And so I'm thinking to myself, oh, this is brilliant on my part. Man, she's gonna be like the tornado going around the house, cleaning everything and doing this, doing that. Nope.
Nothing. Never. She'd rather pay. No.
It's that thing that if you ask her to do anything, she will do it, boom, immediately. But I've been trying to get her to be more of a self-starter, right? Like when you see that something needs to be, don't make me ask you to do it. Mm-hmm. Just do it.
The trash is full. Take it out. You see it.
Exactly. That's a great example.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it just does not compute in her head. Mm. So for now, the last 9 months or whatever, she's been paying rent. And it's almost been to the max every time. And then suddenly, over the last month, stuff is getting done, and more is getting done, and this is getting done, and then such and such. And so she actually had her lowest rent payment ever this last month. And I was talking to her mother about it. Her mother's like, she is just now finally at that stage where it's like, I have no money. I need to save where I can, you know? And so if that means I got to get off my arse and do stuff, I will. So it took 9 months for it to finally sink in. But since she lives the life of no money, really, she knows, well, I want to be able to afford things that I do want to do. And that's where our 8 o'clock segment is going today. What fun things can you do when you don't have any money? And we are ruling out the obvious, like go to the park.
Yeah, that's, geez.
Go for a hike.
Go for a picnic.
We know those. We're looking for the unusual things that maybe a lot of our listeners haven't thought of that cost either no money or very little money to go do.
Yeah, and I mean, this can be anything from, you know, like dates and stuff if you're single, or even if you got a family with about 5 kids running behind you. What can you do just to save a couple bucks? Because, I mean, God, I went to the movies last month and it was $100 for 4 of us just to go see Mario and get a tub of popcorn. So, yeah, definitely looking for things that are, you know, inexpensive. One of the things I came across that I thought was really cool, and I'd actually like to do this, is I went on that Stranahan's tour, the whiskey, which is close to downtown Denver. And you can actually go in there and volunteer to put the labels on the bottles. And when you're done, you actually get a bottle of whiskey. But it's there, like, what a great way to just kind of kill an afternoon. You get to be at a really neat facility, and you meet a lot of new people and make some friends. And you're just sitting there putting labels on bottles. I know it sounds boring, but it's actually a really cool atmosphere.
I think it sounds fun to do. Didn't they say, though, that there's like a waiting list? Like a
There is a waiting list. You got to get on a waiting list. And they do a couple. I think they do Tin Cup and stuff there, too. So you might be able to sneak in. But, I mean, at least it's something. And if it's not Stranahan's, I'm sure there's other distilleries and independent places around the Denver metro that'll let you come in and do that. It's a great idea, I think.
Very different and
fun. Very different and fun. That's right.
Debbie says, go to a crowded place and see how many other people's photos you can get into.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I love that. Just lurk in the background.
That is perfect. Pam, what's a cheap thing you can do that's fun?
Drive up to Buffalo Bill's Grave and Museum in Golden. Up 119. You just go up there. There's trails, and you see his grave, and there's a museum up there, but it doesn't cost anything
at all. That's a hell of a time, Pam. That's a good one.
Yeah, I always take Yeah, I take my friends up there. I take, you know, out-of-town guests up there. It doesn't cost anything. So
yeah, that's a little history. And
I'm glad you called us. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks, man.
Please have a great day.
You too.
Who's next? Jackie. Jackie, good morning.
Hello there.
Fun things you can do for little to no money.
Well, when I first moved back to Colorado, gosh, that was over 30 years ago, but hopefully it's still around. I know it is.
Colorado's still here, yeah.
Yeah, as well as the free stuff.
Okay.
Harman's Candy Factory.
I've been meaning to take the kids down there.
Oh, they love it.
Do they?
To see how the candy's made.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, at the end, there is the candy shop, so maybe that's not so much free. but my other one is the free SCFD days, Science Cultural Facility District. So I think even this week, you can go to, like, the Botanical Gardens for free. They have one free day this week coming up.
That's fantastic.
So, damn.
Yeah, they all, thank you. Jackie, we got to run.
Jackie,
thank you for that call. She's right, though, because you'll find free days at the zoo, free days at the museum, free days at art museums, free days at whatever.
And those days are usually not very busy, so it's a good time to go.
Mm-hmm. That's why they do them on certain days, because they're days that they normally don't have a lot of people
anyway.
They're
never busy.
I like the idea of that candy tour too. There's got to be free samples though.
Yeah, I think they probably give you a little piece of taffy or something, right?
There's got to be free samples. Here comes Becky. Becky, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, free or very little money? What do you got?
Yes, summer concert series. Look in your town. I know here in Longmont we have some that are starting up that are like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Go see some live free music and enjoy yourself.
That's really good. I think down in Little Fun, where I'm at, Clement Park does that with their concert series. You can just go and hang out and hear some music.
That's excellent.
That's a good one. I like that.
Thank you, Becky.
Yay.
Yay for
Thank
Becky.
You, for the call. You know, all that does is rip a scab off, though, with the free summer concerts that we used to do every year on this morning show. And then management took them away from us.
Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah. Having 5,000 to 6,000 very happy, excited people just wasn't good enough.
It's not good.
One more on the phone. It's Sharon. Sharon, good morning.
Hey, do you believe
in what? Are we talking aliens?
In love?
No.
Do you believe unicorns?
Bigfoot or Sasquatch?
Bigfoot,
do you
believe? Absolutely.
You do? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I go camping a lot. I always hear weird noises out in the forest.
Okay, there's a Bigfoot museum in Bailey, Colorado.
Really?
I think it costs $5 to get in.
Yeah.
And
what's
it's
in there?
Kind of crazy, but cool.
What's in there? What am I going to see?
You're going to see a big stuffed Bigfoot.
I'm in. You've sold me.
That's it, huh? $5. You go in, you see a stuffed animal. All right, that's sure.
Okay,
why not?
But then you see all these vintage Bigfoot items. Like, did you know there's a Bigfoot Monopoly game?
Really? So they've got that sitting there on a table, huh?
Are they just handing that out for free, or do you got to buy them?
No, you have to just look at it. It's behind glass.
Oh.
So anyway, it cracks me up. But
Sharon, I feel like we could party with you. I feel like we could.
Well, I'm driving down the highway, so I really shouldn't be talking on the phone, but I will. When's your next event? I will gladly come and introduce myself.
You should. We are looking at tentatively, if everyone wants to mark their calendars, unless Jeremy says no.
I'm
July 14th.
July
14th. Yes, I've got it in my phone. It's a Friday night, July 14th.
Friday night, July 14th, and we'll probably be in Thornton where they eat their dead.
Okay, I'll only go if you're in Bailey with Bigfoot.
Well, you can make the drive from Bailey.
Okay. Sharon.
You don't have Sharon, to. Have a great day. Thank you for
Bye,
the call,
Sharon.
Okay?
Bye.
Drive carefully.
She doesn't have to come. She should be. It's a long drive for her.
Trevor wrote in, what fun things can you do for no money? He says, where did it go? I took up fishing during the pandemic. After you buy the rod and some of the other gear, it's a great, cheap way to spend an entire afternoon.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, fishing. Not for dumb.
I'm not a fisherman.
How about pick up litter? Pick up litter has made some appearances on a text line. Sit under a tree. Go to an art gallery. That's pretty good.
Pick up litter.
Pick up
All
litter.
Right.
Ding Dong Ditch made the list. And Ken says, this one's pretty good. I like becoming a pen pal to senior citizens at senior centers.
Aw.
It's essentially adopting an old person. It makes their
that
day.
That is fantastic.
That one's really good. I do like that one.
I love that. Amelia says, we have become plate splitters. My husband lost his job last year. We still wanted to go out at least once a week, so we sit at the bar, order something good, and then split it. We found that we love doing that. Gretchen and I have done that quite a bit. Not every time we go out, but there are times where we're like, are you starving? No, let's just get something and split it.
I just want a half a sandwich.
Yeah, and so you just get it and you ask for another plate. And I would like for bartenders and or servers to text in and say if they hate that or not.
Yeah, you're just
I mean, obviously it's
plate.
Cutting down on the total dollars spent, which cuts down on the tip. Well, but is there another reason why servers would like hate people who are plate splitters?
Probably because they overhear them talking for their entire meal, talking about how their stomach has shrank as they got as they get older, you know? The entire conversation is like, I just can't eat what I used to eat.
Shut up.
That's you.